Today on Compassion Radio.
Recently, the word is that if you're a party member, you should not be in a church. Your family members should not be in a church. And when you retire, if you embrace Christianity, you could lose your pension. So these are draconian changes. And with modern surveillance and phone tracking, they pretty much know where you are all the time. Your social score could go down, your pension could be at risk, your job could be at risk. So it's a new day.
This is Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. On this program, Bram spends time with people who live their lives in a missional way. You know, many of us have seen the recent images of the Chinese Communist government cracking down on the people of Hong Kong simply because they want to live free. Well, today, Bram catches up with our anonymous friend, Dr. China, who updates us in a way that you won't hear on any of the mainstream news outlets. Here's the final part of that conversation.
Dr. China, welcome back to Compassion Radio. You have been given a special relationship with many people in power and authority across China and those who work internationally to represent the nation. So you're well-versed in the nuances, as you mentioned earlier, the 2 feet of China on your business card. They pick up on those subtle things because they're actually paying attention. What do you see, Doctor, about the future for the Christian church in China, those who are disciples of the way, those who follow Christ and are obedient to the purposes that he's set for us, to care for the needy and the orphan and to bring the news of the kingdom as far as you can possibly bring it? What's coming?
I believe that the Christians inside of China are going to have a new reality. An official of the United Front has told me very plainly, not in a mean-spirited way, just said, we're going to give the house churches 2 more years to register, and then we're going to shut them down. Global Times, I believe it was, said 5G is now officially here.
Mm-hmm.
And 5G is not just faster internet and better phone service.
Yeah, it's persistent communication.
It has to do with an ability for total surveillance.
Yeah.
And the house churches are going to have trouble hiding.
Mm-hmm.
I'd see a new reality for them. Now, will they stop being believers? Of course not. Will they stop sharing their faith? I certainly hope not.
Mm-hmm.
But how they meet, how they congregate will be different. The registered churches are also under immense pressure.
Yes.
And I'll give you one illustration.
Please do.
Very close friend, I'll leave it at that, pastored a registered church. He had called one of our staff and said, whenever you're in town next time, let us know, I'll come visit you. 1 week later, he was pushed from the 7th floor of his church building.
What?
He left a note talking about the challenges of leading, overseeing hundreds of thousands of believers, the struggles with the government, and you know, it was presented as a suicide.
Yeah.
I don't believe that. I just don't.
Yeah.
There's no indication of that would have happened. He had even written, he says, I'm prepared to be the first martyr. So these antidotes, and there's many, many, many more, give us an indication that challenging times are ahead. The good news is, while some will capitulate, I believe that true believers are prepared to stand up, not to be anti-Chinese. And that's what most of us would pray, is that the government would say, these people aren't enemies of the state. They're good citizens. They're helpful. They want to do good for China. And that is my prayer, is that we can help officials understand that they can incorporate the believing community and have a stronger China, if they will.
That is something we'll echo with you, the call to prayer. We want to pray for that very thing. And I want to say on behalf of all of our listeners and our partners across this country, we are deeply grieved that you lost a personal friend, especially a servant in the kingdom like this. And we are grieved that even today, something as viscerally violent as that kind of murder would still exist in a state that supposedly is run by the rule of law. even if it's very harsh. The kingdom has lost a great servant, obviously, and we got to pray that God will use that to his glory and his purposes in spite of what man's purposes might have been. I know it weighs heavily on your heart, so I just want to say that we recognize that, and we're deeply, deeply moved by the fact that you had to be that close to that kind of persecution, but we are also grateful that you have been.
Well, your heart hurts, but in the believing community really wants to see the best for the country of China. God wants that for them. God loves that country and the people. And so anything we can do to be bridges of help, yeah, while not compromising our deepest convictions, maybe we can pray for a good outcome yet.
Amen to that. Now, when we were together last time, we talked about how many of the hidden kingdom are within this renewed Middle Kingdom, that there are so many, probably in the millions, of party members across the country that have had the gospel come alive in their hearts. And they're not just biding their time. They're quietly living out their faith in the midst of those who seem to be not just opposed to their faith, but bent on its destruction or its diminution to something that's not effective at all. And we're seeing that the persecution could ramp up in new ways against both the registered and the unregistered church in the years to come. I think back to the beginning of the church throughout the Roman Empire, that it seems like it was little the onslaught of renewed persecutions that ended up bringing the gospel very close to the seat of power. We know that at the end of the book of Romans, that there were people of the emperor's household who actually were followers of the way because they were brought in contact with this gospel in ways that couldn't have happened had there not been a flushing out, shall we say, of the kingdom. Is something like that going to happen with China? What's your thought?
Well, historically, we can document that the growth of the church is on the back of persecution. Mm. And so any country that thinks that they can persecute the believing community and win that way is not applying a good strategy. And certainly my prayer is that the authorities in China will come to understand that. It's not effective for them, and it's not going to have a healthy outcome. And if they would embrace the believing community, their country would be better. Now, having said that, they are at the moment not allowing party members to openly embrace Christianity. It used to be, it was kind of a moot question. Oh, well, you know, no big deal. Recently, the word is that if you're a party member, you should not be in a church. Your family members should not be in a church. And when you retire, if you embrace Christianity, you could lose your pension. So these are draconian changes. And with modern surveillance and phone tracking, they pretty much know where you are all the time. Your social score could go down, your pension could be at risk, your job could be at risk. So it's a new day.
Yeah. What opportunities or joys do you see in these situations? Usually there's some kind of
silver lining.
Yeah. What's happening because of all this that you see?
Well, I think the silver lining is that with less Western influence, the leaders in China will rise up. And that's the second desire of the party. They want Sinicization. Now, that's another whole discussion for which we don't have time now, but maybe another time, Bram. But the positive side of that, I don't know any Western religious people who want to put a Western hat on the Chinese church. Hmm. I suppose those people exist. I don't know them. I don't think that's our desire. We want a strong indigenous Chinese church. Praise God. Yeah. That's good. So maybe that'll be the silver lining. They'll be forced to step up and take the lead on it. Less of a Westernization of the church. I think that could be positive. So I think that's what we pray for.
We have seen plenty over the past 30 years of the responsibility they're assuming for evangelizing back along the Silk Road. And we've talked about that many times. What does it mean when these language groups from Korea and China start getting in touch with those other smaller language groups that are spinoffs or are part of the long history of language progression? They're actually able to communicate better with those cultures and those peoples than pretty much anybody else on the planet. And they have access to these countries as well. So I would see that they have already begun that process. You see that this new squeezing might even increase their evangelistic fervor to be reaching the entire world?
It surely could. It could continue the evangelistic and missionary zeal of the Chinese church.
You're listening to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. The second half of today's conversation is coming up right after this.
Hi, friends. Here's a quick update on our growth goals for the rest of 2019. To start with, a big thank you to all who responded to our summer challenge. We've grown our vision team larger than ever, and that means we can focus more on the ministry opportunities that are coming our way. We still have two important goals to reach this year in order to take on some faith-stretching and desperately needed projects in 2020. We'll be sharing a lot more about those in the days to come. The first goal is to grow our vision team by another 200 people. That simply means Compassion Radio becomes part of your regular faithful mission giving, and at a level that the Lord enables you. I know that gifts of all sizes are exactly what the Lord uses to build His kingdom around the world. If you're on a fixed income or you run a large business, your giving matters to the Lord and to His kingdom servants. Your generosity makes it possible for us to bring you some truly amazing stories and news from the front lines of faith. Think of it this way. Compassion Radio makes it possible for God's courageous people around the world to bring you a daily gift of encouragement and inspiration. We invite you inside the greatest movements of God in the history of Christianity. They're happening right now. Is that worth something to you? I certainly hope so. It's our vision team members that literally keep us going day to day. You can be part of that team. Secondly, we've got a year-end budget challenge of $100,000 that we simply must meet in order to make sure we can continue on the station where you hear this program every day. I'm confident in you and the Lord's provision to make that possible. Our vision team is leading the way on this. If you haven't given in a while, would you consider joining them to meet this special appeal? Friends, thank you so much for taking the special appeal to heart. We are truly so grateful for you.
To join the Compassion Radio Vision Team, go to CompassionRadio.com. That's CompassionRadio.com.
Hi, this is Carl Muller. You know, for over 30 years, I've been involved in ministry around the world. From Campus Crusade for Christ, now CRU, behind the Iron Curtain and in Central Asia during the last years of communism, to working with large and influential churches like Saddleback Church as a pastor to single adults, and also to leading global ministries like Open Doors with Brother Andrew, known affectionately as God Smuggler by many millions. Also as the head of Biblica, the International Bible Society, helping more people around the world have a copy of God's Word in their heart language. Ministry to me has been the opportunity to bless people who desperately need to know the truth of the gospel and hear the compassion of God's people and feel that compassion throughout their lives. I want to heartily endorse Compassion Radio for its innovative and far-reaching stories that capture the heart, that inform people as to what God is doing in the most difficult places around the world. I've had the opportunity to travel with Norm and Cher Nelson when Norm was host of Compassion Radio. We went to North Korea together. We went to the Middle East together. Having the opportunity to travel and to see firsthand what Compassion Radio does to tell the story of Christians around the world who suffer for their faith was amazing. And now with Bram and his team, I really believe that the tradition, the integrity, and the foundation of Compassion Radio is poised for an even greater season of growth. I heartily endorse them to you, and I pray that you would be blessed by the message of Compassion Radio in your life.
Holy Spirit, rain down, rain down. Oh, Comforter and Friend, how we need Your touch again. Spirit rain.
And now, back to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria.
In the last portion of this program, Doctor, I would love to cover the issue of the printed word. Now, the reason we went last time was to see the progress of the distribution of the Word of God into new hands. And you mentioned about the westernization of the church versus the signification of it. Often we have people that will ask us, are certain translations of the Bible being used to give to the Chinese people, which seems on the face of it rather silly because we wouldn't want a certain English translation to be the source of the Word of God for a Chinese speaking congregation. We want them to get as close to the source materials as possible, just like we did. So the translations into Chinese have become better and better over the decades. And the most modern translations take into account all the best scholarship that's happened across the world and has been focused on getting them the best copies of the Word of God as possible. And we were there to see actually how much of it actually is in the open. How many of the Bibles being printed for Chinese consumption are actually available? And we learned from your information and from the conversations we had with Amity Press that there are officially about 1 million copies being allowed a year to go throughout China in their own language, and hundreds of millions allowed to go elsewhere.
Sure, that number is actually a little higher than that. I would say 1.5 on up is available. The quota for Inside of China out of Amity Press. And we just pray that as the need increases, demand increases, that that number will be raised year after year.
And we are certain that the demand is higher than that, just from every other source on the planet that we've talked to, that the desire for Bibles to get into China will never be satisfied because of the diverging delta of new believers.
Oh, absolutely true. In fact, next month we'll be joining with Amity Press for the celebration of 200 million Bibles printed since the press began.
And now, we have to make sure that we understand that most of those Bibles are not just for China, correct?
Half of those are exported, roughly. I'm using very rough figures. And that's since the beginning of the press. The demand is still, the need is still epic. The hunger is epic. And anything your supporters can do to work through you to support this, much appreciated, much needed.
You know, it was fascinating to me to see how much energy and efficiency of scale was being poured into Bible production and other religious materials right there in China. We learned that most of the books that are printed and read here in America about gospel themes or any Christian press at all, most of it's being pressed over there because of the efficiencies of scale and the cost. But it also tells me that because Amity Press is there in China, that even if those Bibles are strangled for their own people, their production capabilities are enabling many other ministries to place Bibles in many other countries at the efficiencies of scale that only the Chinese have been able to do. So them throttling their own people is literally squeezing the gospel into 100 more countries.
I really appreciate your bringing that out for our listeners. Yes, and it's a fine quality printing, reasonably priced, and available around the world because of the work of Amity Press. And I think this is a story that we should celebrate worldwide and make sure people know that as we look at some of the other things that maybe we wish were different, that here's a good thing.
Yeah.
And these are all 66 books, carefully translated by Bible scholars and various language groups. And quality Bibles, which will last a long time and won't fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I think it's a great celebration, Bram. I appreciate you bringing it up.
And it's great that our own history as evangelicals in America ties directly into this. It took the courage and the initiative of the Billy Graham Association to say, we need to begin a public-private partnership in China, even when nobody else thinks it could possibly work. They prayed and believed that God said, at least in this instance, it's not the only way God's going to spread the word, but we need to be spreading the word where we can. And they did. They stepped up and took a big risk.
Yes, I think the BGA has been a vital part of the work in China over the years because of the connection with Dr. Graham Bell and then later through Billy and Franklin. But actually, the partnership with the press was with the United Bible Societies.
Mm-hmm.
And they helped fund the printing press itself, the actual press, been active, engaged. It's a joint venture with them, I believe, up until current. And so we should celebrate the work of the Bible societies as well.
And it always makes it a more interesting and more nuanced story to tell about why would you get Bibles from a certain source or bring them into a country a certain way. God provides ways in every single country that really surprise us, that we sit down to think about how God's actually been working. And it was a privilege for me, because of your leadership and open doors there, friend, to be able to see how it actually happens. And we appreciate, again, your work in making it possible for Compassion Radio to see behind the curtain, so to speak. I appreciate that very much. I look forward to the time when you and I can travel again and see more of what's happening.
We would welcome you back. Absolutely. And thank you for the good work that you're doing and communicating so well with so many people.
Is there anything we could be praying for you and your work at the organization that you represent?
Well, just pray that we're good listeners, good learners, and understand that China is changing again. But while change is always different, it doesn't mean it's necessarily going to be bad.
Right.
And so just pray for wisdom and a humble spirit so that we can serve the church in China and be a good friend to the country of China.
Well, Dr. China, I thank you for spending some more time with us. I look forward to hearing more reports on how things evolve. And you'll be there on the front lines to see what the Chinese government says about each progress, each moment, each inflection point. And it is always an eager time for me waiting for you to get back from a trip to see what's happened since. So I hope you'll be available to us many more times. And we'll be lifting you up as you travel.
Always good to hear from you and support in any way we can what you're doing.
And God bless you. And our good friend in China, I'll call him Dr. China again today. Thank you so much again for being with us on Compassion Radio.
Blessings.
You're listening to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. If you missed anything today, well, you can listen again anytime. Just open up your browser on your computer or smartphone or even your tablet and go to CompassionRadio.com. Again, it's CompassionRadio.com. Now, if you liked what you heard, please consider supporting Compassion Radio. First, with your prayers. You know, when you pray for us, God increases the effectiveness of this ministry by empowering the Compassion Radio team for service and by opening doors of opportunity for us to be a blessing to the body of Christ. Now, second, would you please share this broadcast with a friend or a loved one? This is going to help us reach as many people as possible with the important work God is doing in the lives of those who live in a missional way. And really, that's all of us, you and I. Finally, please consider supporting this ministry financially. You can give a one-time gift, a semi-regular gift, or you can become a Compassion Radio Vision Team member. And that means a regular monthly gift for the amount of your choosing. You know, this ministry is 100% listener-supported, and that means it's your gifts that make it possible for us to continue. You can support Compassion Radio right now by calling 800-868-2478 or by visiting CompassionRadio.com. That's 800-868-2478 or CompassionRadio.com. You can also text the word COMPASSION to 53445. That's the word COMPASSION to 53445. And of course, you can always mail your gift to Compassion Radio at P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. And thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy day to listen, spend a little time with us. Be sure to join us again for more Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. This program is sponsored by Compassion Ventures Incorporated and your generous financial support.